Happy Maranatha Monday. I don't know why I went against my gut feelings and took a job working for a church when I know that this is the fall from church and the most evil people are in the pews. And that would especially mean Calvary Chapel, because I know what they did to Ken Haystead. I know what they've done to a lot of people. But I don't know. I guess I thought because it was close to home, I thought it'd be okay. But these people think they're so hoity-toity and think that they're allowed to judge people when they are the furthest people that should be judging people. Like, God judges our hearts. They have no right to judge. And I would never, ever recommend anybody sending their children to any Calvary Chapel school, preschool, academy, whatever that may be. I never want anything having to do with any of them anymore. I just had the worst experience. They literally expect the impossible from you. And then they treat you like absolute shit while literally paying you worse than a fast food worker. And I was doing extra work and I wasn't even told how much I was getting paid, which is totally legal, which is wage theft. Look it up in the labor union laws. It was just disgusting, my whole experience with them. I tried to fool myself into liking the job because I wanted something to do, but clearly that's not the answer. So I'm going to take time and figure out what I want to do. But in watching this video today, it just confirmed everything that I feel, that, you know, works do not get us into heaven. Getting married is not going to suddenly save you just because you get married in a corrupt court where they don't even allow you to say Jesus or God. It's bullcrap. And I just feel weird. Like, we're so close to the end because everything in the Bible is coming true. People are becoming more like animals, and I've never seen children with chewies around their neck, like legit chew toys. They might as well just be walking around with a dog bone. Parents don't parent their children anymore. They expect the teachers to do it. They'd rather be friends with their children. This whole world is just disgusting. Disgusting. And I'm so used to turning the other cheek and being taken advantage of and letting people treat me like shit. I'm just kind of over it. This was, and I don't know, just don't ever lie to yourself. There's no way you can fool your body. Your body has a way to tell that you're lying to it. You'll get sick, your bones start to hurt, and that's literally what started happening to me because this job was so stressful, and they literally expected the impossible from you. I'm just, never again, never again. Lesson learned the hard way. But I'm going to attach the link to this video about the pre-trib rapture and how this guy just really gets into it and how it works and all that stuff is not how we're going to be saved. The only way we're saved is by believing in Jesus and his blood. Like, he already came and did it all. Jesus is above all law, above everything. We are saved by grace, not by works, not by anything we do. God knows our heart, and he's the only judge that we need to worry about. Nobody here on earth matters. Nobody. Just remember that.